Okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph. As I mentioned yesterday, every one of these dafim are really chock full. Hours and hours could be spent. We do our best in the time that we have. Yesterday, the last thing we did, we're in the middle of the limudim. The Gemara, the Mishnah had listed off a number of mitzvos that are kosher all day and kosher all night. So yesterday, the last thing we discussed was the fact that Shechita needs its own pasuk, unlike Shar Avodos. But that was by Yom. So now we're up. The one that we didn't do that I wanted to just come back to, that we didn't spend time on, and that was in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that Ketziras HaOmer is kasher all night. Kol HaLayla kasher l'Ketziras HaOmer. So the bottom Tosfos, so we can do that. We're up to the bottom of the Amud, so we can do the bottom Tosfos. Bottom Tosfos on Chafam Abayz. Kol HaLayla kasher l'Ketziras HaOmer. This is the famous discussion of Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag. Rabbeinu Tam quotes, based on this Mishnah that says you can cut the Omer the whole night, that if you forgot to make a bracha at night, you can't make a bracha by Yom on Sviras HaOmer. Because Sviras HaOmer is all night, the mitzvah is at night. So the mitzvah of counting, which is remembering, Zeichel HaMikdash of the Sviras HaOmer, that also must be done at night. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Shem Shachach, Lavarech, Valayla, Lo Yavarech, Vayom, Kiddamashva, Bahai Stamad, Masdisan. Like our Mishnah seems to say that it is only daytime. And then he quotes in the second wide line, the Onira Rabbeinu Tam holds, da filaman de machshir ksiris omer by yom, even if b'di'eved, even according to the one who says you could do ksiris omer by yom, b'di'eved, modu gabi svir de'in lavarach by yom, mishim deshan ala akasa la'akev. Still, nobody would say that you can make a bracha by day. Rabbeinu Tam says you can't, and even other opinions he says hold you can't. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. Then the Bahag quotes his line. Ubahakasa, fourth wide line. Tehecha de inchi lavarech balayla yimne lamachar, below bracha, vachain halacha. Like what we do. The Bahag says if you forget to make a bracha at night, you could still count by day without a bracha. Avalam shachach layla vayom lo yimne od bibracha, de beinan timimos valeka. But if you forget an entire night and day, then forget it. You can no longer count with a bracha because you need timimos. So the Achronim discuss exactly what the Svara of the Bahag is. First of all, if Mimanafshach, if you can't count by, if counting, you can't make a bracha, that means counting by day, according to the Bahag, is not nothing. So why does it help you to count by day? And furthermore, why is it that just because you missed an entire day, do we say that you can no longer count? So how it's usually said in the Olam HaYeshivas, the machlokas between the Bahag and other Rishonim, and that is how many mitzvos or mitzvah is Sviras HaOmer? Is it one mitzvah with 49 different parts, or is it 49 separate mitzvahs? That's the pashtus, how the Bahag is usually understood. The Bahag holds that it's one mitzvah with 49 separate parts. Therefore, if you totally missed one part, you will never be able to do this mitzvah bishleimusa, and therefore, you can't make a bracha anymore. And therefore, let's say, according to the Bahag, if you know beforehand that you might miss a day in the future, let's say somebody knows that they are, going across the date line, or Rachman El-San having an operation, that they're going to be out for a 24-hour period, they're not going to be able to count in any of those cases. Maybe you can't even start with a bracha, because it's all one mitzvah. While the other Rishonim who say that, no, every mitzvah, it does not become effective if you forget a day. So then Tosfos and Menachos argues on the Bahag. So then they would say, no, it's 49 separate mitzvahs. So that's how it's usually understood. Rav Soloveitchik suggested, we had a shiur on this 5 years ago, Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe there's another way to interpret the Bahag, because he asked a couple of questions. He says the Bahag holds that you can count without a bracha during the day. So how does that help? If you need to count by day, night, in the midst of that night, so how does it help to count by day? Or there are some other shitos of Rishonim that need an explanation. The Bir Halacha quotes Rav Haigon, who says that let's say you miss a day. If you miss one day, it's okay. The following night, you're still okay. Because let's say you missed day 42. So on the night of 43, you could still count. Yesterday was 42, and tonight's 43. If you miss 2 days, you can't go back two. But the Rav Haigon says you could go back one day. So what's that about? What's that about? You could go back one day, last night and tonight. So Soloveitchik suggested that even if you say, even according to the Bahag, maybe there are 49 separate mitzvahs. Aye, so why is it that if you miss a day, that you can't count the next day? Because maybe what the Bahag holds is that you need continuity of those mitzvos. You need ritzifus. That's what tzmimos means. It doesn't mean that it's one big mitzvah. It means that it's counting. Counting, by definition, you can't miss. If you miss by counting, so then you're finished. That's not called counting. 1, 2, 4, that's not called counting. So maybe that's why the Bahag says that you can't miss one day. That's why if you say yesterday and today, that also works. Because that's what counting is. Again, there are other explanations other shitos that can be explained with this. But that's what was Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion, that maybe unlike how it's usually said that the Bahag is one big mitzvah with 49 parts, because then also you have the problem of why there are 49 separate brachas if there are 49 parts. Rather say it's 49 mitzvahs. That also helps. 49 separate mitzvahs with a separate bracha, but they just have to be in a context. They all have to be tmimos together. Okay, that's just the ha'ara from yesterday regarding Sefirah Omer. So now let's go back to the second to last line. So we're still in terms of the limudim of the psukim. Ulashkaya sota chafa mebeis on the bottom. Ulashkaya sota. What's the makar that the giving the water the be'amarim to drink to a sota must be by day? Ask your Torah. Ksivhasa va'asa la hakohen as kol Torah hazos. The Torah goes all this Torah, all these rules to the isha sota. Ksivhasa ba'piat Torah shayyerucha v'ala mishpat and v'ala mishpat according to the Torah that you will teach and according to mishpat. So you see the word the word psak. Is Yerucha is next to the word Torah. So Ma Mishpat Bayom Avkol Bayom, just like Mishpat is by day, so to what is compared to in the Torah, referring to Isha Sota also must be by day. Period. Ularifas Egla, the service of Egla Arufa also must be by day. Why? Amid Rav Yanai, Kaparik Sivba Kekachin. Because it says at the end of the Egla Arufa ceremony that these Kanim say, wash their hands and they say Kaper la'abcha Yisrael, have an atonement, bring a kapara for Am Yisrael. So just like the kapara of Yom Kippur and the kapara of Karbanas have to be by day, so too the kapara of Egla Aruf has to be by day. Ulataras haMitzora, the avoda of a Mitzora must be by day. The Chsiv Zosti Ataras haMitzora biYom Tahara. So the process of Mitzora has to be biYom Tahara. So on the day of its Tahara, that's all the daytime mitzvahs. Next. As we just discussed, the Mishnah says that all night, the second night of Pesach, is kosher to cut the Omer. They describe, the Mishnah and Menachos describe the whole ceremony, how they used to go down, they cut the Omer, they had it with big fanfare, exactly when they cut it, because this was obviously against the Tzdukim, who said that the second day of Pesach always has to be the same day, because the second day of Shavuos, the first day of Shavuos, Yom the Shabbos always has to be on a Sunday. So that's why Dafka, the Kesiras HaOmer ceremony, is done with a lot of pomp and circumstance to counteract the belief of the Tzdukim. So it's done on the second night of Pesach. To Amar Mar, so how do you know that's done at night? Kitsira v'svira b'layla v'hava b'yom. As we have a lima that the Kitsira and the Svira is done at nighttime, and the Hava, the bringing of the Omer, is done by yom. Hector chalav mevarim, and the burning of the fats and the limbs left over from the day's karbanas are also done at night. Dechsiv kol halayla ad haboker. All night, until the morning, it can be done. Zehaklal, the Mishnah ends off with a rule. Davar shebitzvasa bayom, kasher kol hayom, and then anything b'tzadu balayla is kasher kol halayla. So what is those last lines, what are they including? Zehaklal asuye mai. What is zehaklal including by day? La asuye sidur bazichin v'siluk bazichin. To include, actually last week's parsha, the lechem hapanim. The lechem hapanim on the shulchan, we know there are 12 loaves, and along with the 12 loaves, there were little cups of frankincense, that special spices that hooked onto the shulchan, and every week when the loaves were taken off and given to the Kohanim and split up amongst the Mishmaros, so they weren't allowed to eat those breads until the Bazichin were taken off and huktar and burned on the Mizbeach. That's the Haktaras Bazichin. So the putting on the new Bazichin and taking off the new Bazichin, that was done on a weekly basis. So what is the Mishnah referring to here when it says it can be done all day? Uki Reb Yossi. It's referring to Reb Yossi's opinion. What does Reb Yossi say? The Tanya, Reb Yossi Omer, Silak as a Yishana b'Shachris, V'sider as a Chadasha Arvis Ein B'Kaklum. Reb Yossi holds that what day of the week were the breads and the Bazichin switched? It was switched on Shabbos. We know everybody holds that. The question is, how is it switched? There's a sheet of the Chachamim, who the Raman Paskins like. The Chachamim say that four Kohanim walk into the Heichal at the same time. Two of them are holding the new loaves that have they're fresh from yesterday, and the two other Kohanim go to the other side of the Shulchan. At the very same moment, two of the Kohanim pull out the loaves from one side, the other Kohanim stand on the other side of the Shulchan, they push it in. That's what Tamid means. Lechem Panei Lefanei Tamid. Lechem Panei has to be Tamid, always there. It means it can't be a second. There's just a tefach space in between. They're pulled out, the new ones are put in. And the Bazichin, they're taken off, and they're put on. That's the sheet of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi doesn't say that. Rabbi Yossi says, no! You know what Tamid means? Just the same day. So that's what this Mishnah is referring to, the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that as long as it's the same day, he could take off the old ones in the morning and put the new ones on in the afternoon. Arvis here means late in the day. Ein b'kachlum, that's not a problem. Umani makayim lefanai tamid. What does tamid mean? Shalo, says on the side, yalin shulchan b'lo lechem. You just can't have a night without lechem. But that's the Mishnah is alluding to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that as long as it's by day, there is not a problem. The two questions. Number one, why does the Mishnah, the same, I just alluded, the bazichin and the lechem is really the same time. So why does the Mishnah and the discussion in the machlokes of Rabbi Yosef HaChamin focus on the bazichin? Bazichin, these frankincense cups. Why don't you just focus on the lechem itself? The lechem, the breads themselves were taken off at the same time and they were put on at the same time. So the Ritva says, why is it that we focus on the bazichin? Because there's an added chiddush. To teach me an added chiddush, that if you misader the bazichin at the wrong time, besides, of course, the breads, if you have the breads on after nighttime, if you have the breads when it's nighttime, right, of course that's possible. But you might have thought the bazichin, these are just extra frankincense cups. So that's the chiddush, why it says the bazichin themselves have to be done by day and not by night. There's a problem with the Shitas HaRambam, which the Lechem Mishnah points out. And that is, here we say the word tamid. The word tamid appears by the lechem apanim. And we said the Rambam paskins against Rabbi Yossi. Meaning the Rambam paskins, like the way I just described it, the breads go in, the breads go out. Right, it's a nice thing to discuss at the Shabbos table, describe to the kids about how the kohanim went in, they put the breads on, they put the breads out. That's the Rambam paskins. Tamid is literal. The problem is the Gemara in Menachos seems to parallel the discussion of tamid to the discussion of how much we have to learn every day. Lo yamish sefer atara mipicha. Lo yamish, it can't leave you. So the Gemara seems to parallel tamid with the shita of lo yamish taken literally. And according to Rabbi Yossi, who says just no, morning and day, that's the shita that says just kovia itiv, just, you know, pam b'shachris, pam b'arvis, that's all you have to do. That's what the Gemara seems to say. And the Lechem Mishnah in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, says that the Rambam shitos don't line up. Because in Hilchas Lechem Apanim, he says it has to be mamish literal. Mamish, the Kohanim go in, they take them off, they put them on. Yet in Hilchas Talmud Torah, the Rambam says, obviously you have to learn as much as you can, but then he says, Chayiv l'kvoa lo zman l'Talmud Torah. Bayomu b'layla, shenem av ha'gisa bayomu b'layla. He doesn't say that has to be every second. Obviously every free second, but he quotes that opinion in Menachos. Chayiv l'kvoa lo zman. Says the Lechem Mishnah, they don't parallel. The Gemara seems to parallel Tamid and lo yamish. So he says, I don't know how the Rambam reads the Gemara, but it must be that the Rambam understands there's a difference between Tamid and Lo Yamish. Tamid is more than Lo Yamish, even though Lo Yamish is more than just one time a day. He says you got to work out the Shitas HaRambam. It's the Lechem Mishnah and the Talmud Torah, because it doesn't seem to work out with the Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Two dots. Last part of the parak. Darvish mitzvah b'layla kasha kol halayla. The last part of the Mishnah said that anything that's mitzvah during the night, it's kasha the whole night. So what's that including? Lasuye mai, lasuye achilas psachim. It's to include eating psachim, meaning the kiddita karim pesach whole night. Udilo krablazim ben azariah. And it's not like the shita of krablazim ben azariah, the tanya, because what does he say? V'yachlas abasa b'layla hazeh. You should eat the basar of the karim pesach that night. A machlokas that we've had a number of times already. You see on the side, brachas psachim. Amblazab and Azariah, Nemar Kam Balayla Hazeh. It says by Karim Pesach, if you eat it on this night, Vinemar Lahalon, and it says by Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Avarti Beres Mitzrayim Balayla Hazeh, by Makas Bechoros, I shall all pass by in Eretz Mitzrayim this night. Malahalon, Archatzos, Avkan Archatzos, just like there, Kodesh Baruch Hu went by Chatzos, so too, this is by Chatzos. Amblazab and Azariah holds that Karim Pesach, the mitzvah is only until Chatzos. Rabbi Akiva holds this all night, but that's the Machlokas, Amblazab and Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva. Tosfos here discusses, which he discusses elsewhere also, who the halacha is like. Tosfos says the halacha is like a blazer ben Azariah. Tosfos lasuye near the halacha of blazer ben Azariah, because there were a couple of mishnayos that seem to pasken like a blazer ben Azariah, and therefore he quotes a couple of mishnayos, and then at the end he says because of this we eat afikomen and we eat matzah zecher to the, we had the share of this last year, but zecher to the Karban Pesach. So if that's true, says Tosfos, one must make sure to finish afikomen by chatzos, because the halacha is like a blazer ben Azariah. Five lines from the bottom of Tosfos, v'im kein, sarech lemaher lecho matzah b'leil psachim kodem chatzos, v'yafilu matzah shel afikomen, sharechiyah matzah bezman hazeh havidaraisa, because matzah bezman hazeh takes the place, and therefore you got to finish it then. Aval b'halel shel achar afikomen, What about halal and nirtza? You got to finish that. So that generally we don't rush. So that's okay. Says Tosfos. That's the rabbanon, and therefore you're allowed to have that after chatzos. So Tosfos holds like a blazim and azaria. Really, the rush in Pesachim says it's a sfeika d'dina. We don't even know who to paskin like. We're not sure to paskin like a blazim and azaria or a biyakiva. So we have to be machmir. Just to mention, has been mentioned before, and that is the famous tnai of the Avnei Nezer. What's the tnai of the Avnei Nezer? The Avnei Nezer says, what happens if somebody is so asuk in Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, Baruch Hashem, they're involved in the mitzvah, or let's say they get a Hatzolah call and they come back right before Chatzos. In any case, you're 10 minutes before Chatzos, and you realize you have the whole Suda in front of you, and you're not, no way you're going to get to Afikomen before Chatzos. So what should you do? So the Avnei Nezer says, simple, make a condition, make a tnai, says the Avnei Nezer, and that is as follows. Really, the halacha is, and this is an assumption of the Avnei Nezer, that the halacha that you have to have, I'm just going to mention one other halacha, and then we'll say the tanai, the halacha that you have to have, the tam of matzah b'fiv, the halacha of having matzah in your mouth at the end of the night, that only means that you have to have the tam matzah b'fiv at the end of the zman ha-mitzvah, says the Avnei Nezer. That's his chiddush. When it says you have to have the halacha of tam matzah b'fiv, that means at the end of the zman ha-mitzvah. Assuming that, so the Avnei Nezer, now I solve your problems. 10 minutes before Chatzos, eat a kezayis of matzah and have in mind, if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the mitzvah is still Chatzos, so then this is my afikomen, and that's it, I'm not eating anything else. Wait till Chatzos, I have the tam matzah b'fiv, and then after Chatzos, you're fine, because it's not the mitzvah anymore, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and according to Rabbi Akiva, you have plenty of time. So then, eat your meal, and then have another kezayis at the end, and that will be Yotzei, the kezayis according to Rabbi Akiva. So he says, make that tanai, and all your problems are solved. Again, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this is my kiyum, and I have the time in my mouth, and according to Rabbi Akiva, I have a lot more time, and this is nothing, and later on will be my kiyum. So that is much discussed in the Achronim. The Brisker Rav says that it should work even without the tanai, because if it's just about the zman mitzvah, so you can make a tanai for. It's gonna be your mitzvah, according to whoever the mitzvah is like. Either way, that is much discussed in the Haggadahs, yeah, in a couple weeks, 5 weeks. So then, just to mention that, but that has to do with who the halacha is like, Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, next parak, Hakoreis HaMegillah, Hadron Allah HaKorei LaMafreya, Hakoreis HaMegillah, Omiv Yoshev. You can read the Megillah standing or sitting. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that if it's Sibur, it should be read standing. But let's say somebody's Meikar Hadin, one could read the Megillah sitting. Kara Echad, or just one other Hara, the Chasam Sofer asks in the Tshuva, didn't we say last week on Daf Yadala that the Megillah is Hallel, according to one opinion? We discussed that at length, the Sheet of the Meiri. But if Megillah is Hallel, says the Chasam Sofer, you have to say Hallel standing. You have to say Hallel standing, so why is it that you can say the Megillah sitting, if it functions as Hallel? So and there's even a Shulta Giborim here in the back that says that you see from this Mishnah that you can say Hallel sitting. He proves just the opposite. He says, you see from this, you can say halal sitting. We don't pass it that way. We say you have to say halal standing. So what many achronim say, and that is, and we might have mentioned this also when we discussed the Meiri earlier, Daf Yadalad, what does it mean that the Megillah is the halal? It doesn't mean that this is a regular halal. It doesn't mean that. It means that this is the halal of Purim. After all, why didn't they make regular halal? Why do we have this Megillah? The answer is, the Pachad Yitzchak writes this, and the Divrei Shol writes this, others write this. That is, no, the Hallel of Purim has to parallel the story of Purim. And just like the story of Purim is Benistar, the Hallel of Purim is Benistar. That was the point. You need a Hallel Mechuseh for a Nes Mechuseh. And that's why Dafka, they said the Megillah. The Megillah has to be read because that parallels the hidden hand of God on Purim. So that answers also, they say, the Chasam Sofer's Kasha. This is not the regular Hallel. Oh, it's regular Hallel, you have to stand. It's not the regular Hallel. That's even why maybe you should sit, because you want to hide the fact that it's Hallel. You want to hide the fact, and that's why it is said sitting. It's similar discussion to the Hallel on Pesach night, the Hallel at the Seder. Also, we say sitting down, and we split it up in the middle, and we don't say a bracha. Also, that's a different kind of Hallel than regular Hallel. There is a Chiddush Gadol that's mentioned in the Pnei Yeshua here. And that is, the Pnei Yeshua says, you have to sit for the Megillah. The Mishnah doesn't mention anything about the brachas of the Megillah. So we usually assume, like the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, you have to stand for the brachas. You have to stand for every birchas ha-mitzvah. Before you shake a loop, before you do any mitzvah, you have to make a bracha standing, and then you can sit. So why doesn't it mention it here? The Magen Avraham says, that's talking about brachas. The Pnei Yoshua here has a huge chiddush. He says, no. You know why it's not mentioned? Because any mitzvah that you can sit for, you can make the bracha sitting also. Birchas HaMitzvah, standing, says the Pnei Yeshua, is only for a mitzvah that you have to stand. What, are you going to say the brach is more chomer than the mitzvah? Come on, says the Pnei Yeshua, you're not going to say that. The answer is, we do say that. But he says, yeah, no, he says there's a whole discussion about the mitzvah HaFarshas Chalav, that you have to make the brach HaFarshas Chalav. Yeah, no, you can sit down. The only time you have to make a brach is a mitzvah Ba'amidah is when you have to do the mitzvah Ba'amidah. So we have to remember this Pnei Yeshua, Megillah Chaf Aleph, that brach is a mitzvah Ba'amidah is only by mitzvahs that you have to do Ba'amidah. But by mitzvahs that you can do sitting down, says the Pnei Yeshua, no problem, you can make the bracha sitting down. Again, that's against what we do, Halacha L'maisa. We try to make all brachas HaMitzvos standing up, unless there's a reason that's forcing you to say to sit. Okay, so you say the Megillah standing or sitting. Kara Echad Karuhu Shnayim Yatsu, whether one person, or let's say there are two Bali Kriya at once. Let's say there's a choir of two people reading the Megillah, Yatsu, that's still okay. You could have two people reading the Megillah in choir form. Makav Shnagel Levarech Yivarech, Vishal Levarech Yo Yivarech. In a place where they have a minute to make a bracha, we'll see in the Gemara this means the bracha after the Megillah. Bracha before the Megillah, of course you have to make. But where there's a minute to make the bracha after the Megillah, Yivarech, you should make the bracha. Vishal Levarech Lo Yivarech, and if there's a minag not to make the bracha, then Lo Yivarech. Rashi says, Ain't Sarech Levarech. Period. Okay, now we switch to Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. For the rest of the Mishnayos, could be for the rest of most of Maseches Megillah. Here we go. B'sheni b'chamishi b'shabbos b'mincha, Korin Shlosha, on Mondays and Thursdays, and Shabbos Mincha, we have three aliyos. Ein pochus and mehen, ve'en mosif and aleihen. You're not allowed to have less or more. You can't have osafis Shabbos Mincha. Why? Because Rashi quotes, the Rav darshened all afternoon, it's getting late, and you want to be able to finish Hefshal Shudis and finish on time, so therefore you now have Osafis. You can't have Osafis on a regular weekday morning because people are rushing out to work, and you don't want to stall people from going from Malachas. Therefore, three Aliyahs and that's it. They ain't Maftir and Benavi, and the same reason also, you don't have Haftorah. On a fast day is different. Special din we had in Maseches Tainus. But also, you don't have Haftorah on a Monday, Thursday, or Mincha afternoon, Mincha Shabbos. And also, as was done in the olden days, the first Ola makes the bracha lefaneha, and the last Ola makes the bracha la'achareha. That is a regular weekday. We had on one aliyah, because there's a Tosefes Kedusha. The Gemara is going to say, every day that has more Kedusha has an extra aliyah to reflect that. You can add on or take away from the four aliyos on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, Lein Maftir B'Navi. Why Rashi says? Because even on Chol HaMoed, if there's Davar HaAvid, people are going to work for that. So that also, Halacha is very cognizant and very worried about people having to go to Malacha. HaBoseh HaVachosim Batar Mavarach Lefaneh L'Achareha. The same thing, the first one makes the Bracha Lefaneha, the last one the Bracha L'Achareha. Zeh HaKlal, Kol Davar Sheish, Zeh HaKlal Kol Sheish Ba Musaf, Eino Yantav Kor Narba. Any day that has Musaf and no Isser Malacha, and it's not a yantif, you have four. That's Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Those are the two. Next, why did the Mishnah say that? We'll have to see the Gemara. Be yantif chamisha, on yantif, five aliyas. Be yom kippurim shisha, yom kippur is six aliyas. Be Shabbos shiva, Shabbos is seven aliyas. In pochs and mehen, ava mosif and aleihen. And on these days, yantif, yom kippur, Shabbos, you're not allowed to have less than seven, but you or five or six, but you're allowed to have more, you're allowed to have osafas. Umaftir and benavi. And you have Haftorah, and the first one makes the bracha lefaneha, the second one makes the bracha lachareha. Fascinating point. Where is the source of the laning on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha? Don't we lain enough? Shabbos morning, what do we have to lain Monday and Thursday for? Shabbos Mincha, what do we have to lain for? So that, the Gemara in Bava Kamma tells us, was a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, way back when, already said that we should lain Monday, Thursday, Monday. The Gemara at the end of Merubah, Pei Beis Amad Aleph. The Gemara says that Vayelchu Shloshes Yom VaMidbar V'Lo Matzu Mayim, right after Kriyas Yamsuf, but Bnei Yisrael went 3 days and they didn't find water. Darshei Rishumos Amru, the Darshei Rishumos say in Mayim El Torah. Mayim refers to Torah. They went 3 days without Torah and they were thirsty. Kiva Shloshes Shloshes Yom V'Lo Torah Nilu. They became weary. So the Neviim Shebeinehem, the Neviim amongst them, which the Rambam says is Moshe Rabbeinu, says was matakim for them Shabbos, and then you stop on Sunday, and then you have Monday, then you have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Shelo Yalinu Gimel Yom V'Lo Torah. So they don't have 3 days without Torah. So it goes back all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ask Rav Salvechik. This is unbelievable. This story was before Matan Torah. What do you mean they went 3 days without Torah? They didn't have Torah yet. They didn't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah yet. They didn't get the Torah yet. What they had? Paraduma. Shabbos Kibbutz of Aim. What they had? Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach. That's what they had. What do you mean they went 3 days without Torah? They didn't have any Torah yet. Says Rav Salvechik, there's an inherent thirst of a Jew for Torah. Forget the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But every Jew has this innate thirst, maybe going back to the womb or the malach. There's an innate thirst of a Jew for Torah. Sometimes we hear a vart and it connects to us deeply, not just, oh, it's a good, it connects to us. And even the most unaffiliated Jew, writes the Rav, has this connection, and that one day, Be'ez Hashem, he'll be connected somehow. Be connected, Torah will bring him back, the magic of Torah. They went 3 days without Torah. Nothing to do with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It just has to do with the innate, inherent connection of a Jew to Torah. That's what you see from this Gemara. Doesn't have to do with Talmud Torah, but kiyum haleya she'achzeh bahem, totsas yisek b'torah shehivias akal ha'ditun of a mered. It's from the fact that it's just this connection of hearing the Dvar Hashem. That's what he says. He writes it in this one of the Yahrzeit drushes called Takanas Moshe. Again, there's more related to that, but that's just the nugget that we get. It has to do with every Jew's connection to the mitzvah, to the concept of Torah, not just to the mitzvah of Torah. Tana says the Gemara, Masha ein kein ba Torah. Unlike Megillah, where you could sit for Torah, the Baal Koreh has to stand. Minan imili, how do you know? Amar bivo amar kra, v'yata po amodi madi. Hashem says to Moshe, stand with me. Stand with me. V'amar bivo, emali maker kasa v'yefshal omro. And were it not for the pasuk alluding to it, we wouldn't be able to say it. Kaviyacho af HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'amido. Hashem says, stand with me. It's as if Hashem is standing. That's an allusion to the fact that when we lain, when we read Torah like Hashem told the Torah to Moshe, so too when we lain, we have to stand. What about the kahal? Do they have to stand? Does everybody have to stand for laning? That's Machlokas Machaber in the Ramah. Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Machaber in the Ramah. The Machaber says, I think the Machaber says that you could sit, and the Ramah quotes the Ma'arami Rutenberg that Yesh Omen Lechatchila, that one should stand. Okay, they're different Minhagim and Klal Yisrael. That's Machlokas Machaber and the Ramah. There's a Tosfos here that's quoted much. Whenever the word El Male appears in Shas, usually on the side, it says, Ayin Tosfos Megillah Chafal Homan Aleph. Look around. See where it says. So here we're now on the Megillah Chafal. So we can look at the Tosfos. Tosfos says Il Male sometimes means were it or were it not. How do you know which one? Were it or were it not? Il Male, had it not been for Hashem learning Torah, the Shemayim Va'aretz wouldn't last. So here Il Male Mikra Kosef, were it not that the Pasuk said it, we wouldn't be able to say it. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, simple. Is it El Mali with a Yud at the end or El Mali with an Aleph at the end? El Mali with a Yud at the end means were it. Oh, halavai. Al-Mali, with an aleph like the word lo, not. Were it not, had it not been, al-Mali, mikra kasav yefshal amros. That's the difference between al-Mali with an aleph and al-Mali with a yud. Now the next time it says it on the side of the Gemara, we won't have to look it up. We'll know exactly what it is. That's Tosfos Megillah, il-Mali. Vaitiv, amr rabbi yavahu, midayin l'rav shalo yeshiv agabe mita, v'yashana l'talmido agabe karka. How do we know that the olden days the Talmidim were on the floor? How do we know that the Rav should not sit on a bed above the Talmidim? Shenemar v'atapo amodi madi. Because Hashem says, stand with me, meaning it seems to be, they should be on the same level. The Mefarshim discussed, doesn't it say in Pirkei Avos, that they used to learn like this, v'avim misavik ba'afar raglehem, should sit in the dust of the Rebbe. So the Rishonim discussed, maybe they're a chilukim, maybe it depends what kind of learning, maybe it depends, it just means that the Rav shouldn't hold himself higher than the Talmidim. It's a discussion in the Rishonim on this. Tana Rabbanan, miyemos Moshe va'ad Rabbi Gamliel, lo ha'yu lomidim Torah elam u'umad. For Moshe Rabbeinu Torah Rabbi Gamliel, they used to learn standing. Everybody used to stand out of Kavod HaTorah. Mishemes Rabbi Gamliel, yarad choli la'olam. Once Rabbi Gamliel died, then choli came into the world, lo ha'yu lomidim Torah miyusha. People started learning, sitting down, because people weren't in the same physical state. V'hayna tetzan, that's the Mishnah at the end of Masechah Sota. Mishemes Rabbi Gamliel, batel Kavod HaTorah. When Rabbi Gamliel died, true Kavod HaTorah stopped, and everybody started learning sitting down. Period. Two psukim describing Moshe Rabbeinu. One says he was sitting on the mountain. One says he was standing on the mountain. So which was it? Four answers. Number one, Amarav. Omeid velomeid Yoshi v'shonim. He was standing when he first heard the shir from Hashem, and then when he was reviewing, when he was chazering to say it over to Kali Yisrael, he sat down. When he heard it, he was standing, and then he sat down afterwards. Number two, Rabbi Chanina Amar, lo omeid lo yoshiv ela shoche. So you're right. It says standing, sitting. You know what it means? Bent. Bent. That answers both. It means he was leaning. He was leaning. That's what it's both. Explains both psukim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, number three, ein yeshiva ela lashon akava. Really, he was standing. Yeshiva doesn't mean sitting. Yeshiva means staying there. staying there. I was ani yoshev bahar. It doesn't mean sitting. It means I was there on the mountain. Shneamar vateshvu b'kadesh amim rabim. It says they sat in kadesh for many days. It means they sat there. No, it means they stayed there. Rava amar rakos meumad v'kashos miyushav. Rava says no. The easy parts of Torah, they were standing, but when it got difficult, then they had to sit down a little bit in order to understand it. Interesting. On number three here, it says yeshiva just means lashon hakava. The Vilna Gaon brings us as a raya to our custom by Hilchos Sukkah. We say the bracha of leshiva sukkah. So the Rambam has a shita. The Rambam says you have to stand, say the bracha, then sit down. Because of leshiva sukkah. You got to stand when you say the bracha and then sit down over Lasi Yasin. We're going to have that on Amid Beis. Says that, but our minhag is, no, you can say the bracha sitting, standing. Why? Says the Vilna Gaon in that simin, Tafresh Mem Gimel, because yeshiva doesn't literally mean sitting. Yeshiva just means being in the sukkah. Lashon Hakava, our Gemara right here. The Grub brings us as a raya to our minhag, the leshiva sukkah can be said even sitting. That's Tafresh Mem Gimel, Sif Beis. Okay. So the Mishnah says that even two people can read the Megillah at once. Says the Gemara, Tana, Masha ain kein b'Torah. Unlike by Torah, you're not allowed to have two people reading. Only by Megillah, you could have two people reading. Why? Because we're going to see, and we had it also in Mesechas Rosh Hashanah, Trei Kali Lo Mishtami. Usually be part of the principle that two people are saying something at the same time, you can't hear it. But if something is chaviv, something is special, something you're not used to it, the Gemara is going to say in a minute. So then, you know, you put your mind and you listen to it closely, and you hear it anyway. Tana Rabbanan, there's something to say here, but let's just finish first. Tana Rabbanan. But Torah, Echad Kor V'Echad Metargim. When it comes to Torah, one person must read it, and one person is Metargim. In the olden days, again, I remember, I think I mentioned before, was it 15, 16 years ago when I was in Eretz Yisrael? So I remember I went to this development town for a Shabbos, and they still used a Meturgamon. Remember, it was this town, and after every pasuk they stopped, and somebody screamed out there. I'm not sure if it was the Unkelis or some other Targum, but they used a Meturgamon still. So it was still being done somewhere in the Golan. So Betorah, Echad Korei, Echad Metargim. So in Torah, one person reads it, and only one person is Metargim. Why? Rashi explains. If you're explaining the Torah, you got to make sure everybody hears it clearly, and nobody gets confused. So only one Metargim. Right, you can't have two Metargimins for the Torah. Ubinavi, Echad Kor V'Shnai Metargimin. By Navi, fine, one person should read it because there's a chiyuv to read the Navi, but you don't have to be as worried by Navi. There are less mitzvos in Navi, so that's why two people can be Metargim. Ubilvad, but you can't have two people reading the Navi because you still have a chiyuv to read the Navi yourself, and therefore you have to have only one person. But by Halel Megillah, even ten people can read it. Why? My taima, given the chaviva yavidaiti v'shamatayu v'shami. Since it's chaviv, which the mefarshim explained, there's not so common things that are common laning every week. We don't get so excited about. Because even though it's Torah, you might think Torah compared to Megillah, Torah is right? But still, we're used to Torah. So that's why we don't focus so much on it. Megillah, Hallel, we focus much more on because it doesn't come so often, and therefore one is allowed to have more than one person read it because the halacha is, the assumption is that you'll be able to focus. Important top Tosfos. So the Gemara says that only one person is allowed to read the Torah. Masha ain kein b'Torah. Tosfos says this is difficult according to Rabbeinu Meshulam. What's Rabbeinu Meshulam? There is a Gemara in Meseches Baba Basra and Menachos, which says that there's something unique about the last eight psukim of the Torah. There's a Machlokes Tanaim. Who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? And they're both amazing shitas. The one shita is that Yehoshua ben Nun wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. How can Moshe Rabbeinu write Vayomas Moshe, Eved Hashem? It would be a lie. Moshe can't write Vayomas. Say he didn't write it, Yehoshua wrote it. Moshe wrote everything else in the Torah. Right, he could write the future. Moshe could write what will happen in the future. But to write a past event before it happened, says one of the opinions there, that he can't do that. Vayamasha Moshe, Yeshua ben Nun wrote it. Last eight psukim. The other sheet that says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write part of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu had to write part of the Torah. So what happened? How did he write those eight psukim? He wrote it bidema. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Bidema, he wrote it literally in tears. Bidema, what does it mean? So Pashtus, he was crying. He wrote it, he was crying. But others say, how could, that's what Rashi says, but how can you say that? How could, if it's a sheker, how could he How could he have written it? So there's a beautiful thought of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, and then we're going to see what the Tosfos says about this Gemara. The Vilna Gaon says in Kol Eliyahu, in Zos HaBracha, what does Bedema mean? He says the word Meduma. Meduma is a mixture of Truma and Chulin. Dema means mixed up. So what is the, how does that connect? He says that really the Torah, we know the Torah was existed before the world was created. There's a Besula virgin state of the Torah that it existed in before the world was created. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, says the Gra, he made it into words. Bereshis, Bara Elokim, Es HaShemayim. So he gave it to him in a way that's understandable. But what does Bedema, Meduma, mixed up mean? It says that when Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu, the last eight psukim, he gave it to him in its original state. Unadulterated state. So Moshe Rabbeinu had no idea what it said. It just, all the letters were all put together. That's what it means, Meduma. He gave it to him in a mixed up state, but Moshe Rabbeinu still wrote it. Yeshua ben Nun decoded it. Yeshua ben Nun, then Hashem helped him and he made it into the words that we have. Yamash Shem Moshe Eved Hashem, but it didn't say that originally. So the Gra says, Elu ve'elu. Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua wrote it. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, but Koach, he wrote it in its mixed up state, and Yeshua wrote it, he decoded it. And that's why, that's the pshat of Bedema, different than the other Rishonim. That's the Gra Meduma in the Kol Eliyahu and Zos HaBracha. But the Gemara then says that there's something unique halachically about these eight psukim. Yachid Korei, O son. A Yachid could read these eight psukim. What does that mean? 10 different pshatim in the Rishonim. What does Yachid Korei, O son mean? So Rashi says that you can't have any hosafos in those last eight psukim. Like from Ma'ona. We don't have any Hosafas in the last eight psukim of Zos HaBracha. The Rishash on this Gemara says, you know what it means? Unlike the first part of Zos HaBracha, which we read 400 times over and over again, so everybody can get an Aliyah, you can't repeat the last eight psukim. Once, that's it. That's what the Rishash says on our Gemara. But there is a Shita of Rabbeinu Meshulam, which shows us here quotes. You know what it means? That only one person is allowed to read it. Only one person is allowed to read. You can't have two people reading it. So Tosfos, what do you mean? It says that the whole Torah has that halacha. Right? What did we just say, Mashiach? The whole Torah has that halacha, the Yachid can't read it. So he says this Gemara is against Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam's shot of that line, Yachid Kariyos. So what do you mean? The whole Torah, Yachid has to be read it. So there are other Shitos, but that's what this Tosfos says. We're going to talk about Be'ez Hashem on Daf Chav Gimel. We're going to talk about the Shita of the Rambam. Just to allude to it now, the Rambam says, you know what Yachid Kariyos means? You don't need a minion. You don't need a minyan when you're laying the last eight psukim, which is amazing, because the Mishnah says on Chav Gimel that Kriyas HaTorah requires a minyan. So we'll have to talk about that Rambam in 2 days, Be'ez Hashem, about Yachid Korei Osan. Again, that's the Shita of the Rambam, the Rishash, Rashi, Tosfos, etc. Okay, let's continue now. Malkim Shnagul Levarach Yevarech. The Mishnah said, wherever there's a minyan to make a bracha, you make a bracha. Amar Abaya. The only discussion here is the bracha after the Megillah. But before the Megillah, of course, you have to make a bracha. That's a berachas mitzvah. Damar view damar Shmuel, kol mitzvos kulam mevarech alein over lasiyasan. All mitzvos you have to make a bracha on over lasiyasan before you do them. The language of the Ritva in Psachim on Dav Zayin. Why? Kedesha yiskadesh tchila bebracha. You have to first sanctify yourself with a bracha. V'yigale v'yodia. Shehu osa osam ebnei mitzvah Hashem yizbarach. And so you reveal to everyone that you're doing it l'shem Hashem. A bracha is megala my das that I'm doing this l'shem Shemayim. V'od ki abrachas me'avodas hanefesh. The bracha gets you into it. This, by the way, is the discussion of the Noda Bihuda, which we mentioned before, who is against L'Shem Yichud. The Noda Bihuda says, you're against L'Shem Yichud. What's L'Shem Yichud? To get you into the mitzvah? That's the point of the bracha. The bracha gets you into the mitzvah. What do you need Nimuchud Mzumans for? The bracha gets you into the mitzvah. So I don't think he quotes this Gemara, but he says this message of this Gemara. So that's it. All brachas have to be over Lasi Yasa. So you don't, of course, that's not the discussion in the Mishnah. My Mashadai over L'Shedakdu Mehu. How do you know the word over Lasi Yasa? Is the lashon of hakdama to say it beforehand? Amar Rav Yitzchak Amar Krav Vayor Zachimat Zerach Hakikar Vayavor Es Hakushi. You see, Vayavor means goes in front of. Abaya Amar Mehachav Uavar Lefneihem Vibayi Seim Mehachav Vayavor Malkum Lefneihem Vashem Baroshem. So you see, that's the makar of over Lasiyasan Lefaneha Maimavarech. So what bracha do you say before the Megillah? Rav Sheshes Mi Kat Razia Iklo Lekami De Ravashi. He gave in front of Ravasi Ubarech Manach. He made Manach. What's Manach? Rashi says it's an acronym: Mikra Megillah, Nisim, Shasa Nisim, and Ches Shechianu. So you made the three brachas like we say. L'acharei amayim mevarech, what bracha do you say after the Megillah? Baruch adah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, harav es riveinu, v'adam es dineinu, v'adakim zik maseinu, v'nifra alonu mitzareinu, v'amashem gemulu cholei v'nafshenu, baruch adah Hashem hanifra l'Yisrael mikol tzareihem. V'arava amar ye'ed on hokel ha-moshiyah. Amar Rav Papa, as Rav Papa has done twice before in Shas, Hilkach nimrino l'travayu. Once you don't know which bracha to say, so just say all of them. He said this by Berachas HaTorah, he said this by Aneinu. Say all of them. Baruch HaShem, HaNifra L'Yisrael, Mikal Tzareim, HaKal HaMoshiach. That is what we say, the bracha La'achar HaMegillah. He said it by Nefashas, and by Ashiyasar, and he says it by Berachas HaTorah. Rav Papa is always the one that says, you know, once you're not sure which bracha to say, so say all of them. Okay, there's also an important ritva here on this line. The ritva here. Where's the ritva here? Oh, I didn't bring it? Oh, yeah, I did. The Ritva here says, why is it we usually have a concept of a bracha hasmucha l'chavarta? And that is, if you have a brachos that are in a chain that go together, then the second ones don't start with bracha to Hashem. For example, Shmona Esrei. All the brachas don't start with a bracha to Hashem because you have the bracha to Hashem at the beginning of the bracha. Atachoni, slachlanu, etzamach David. They don't start with bracha to Hashem because it's smucha l'chavarta. So usually, and all the brachas kriyashma, they're all smucha l'chavartas. Smucha l'chavarta, right? You have Ava Rabba. Even the brachas after Shema. After Shema, right, there are no brachas after Shema, but there's no Gal Yisrael. It doesn't start with a bracha. Ezra Savaseinu, it's all smucha l'chavarta. After Ritva, why isn't the bracha after the Megillah considered smucha l'chavarta to the bracha before the Megillah? Why is that smucha l'chavarta? Megillah shouldn't be a hefsik, just like Shema is not a hefsik. What's the difference? And just like when you bench, you know, the whole benching, you have a whole discussion of Yalav Yavo, and so he says, what's the rule with bracha smucha l'chavarta and not smucha l'chavarta? So he says, V'yesh l'omar, she'abracha zu eina ala Megillah, ala bracha shel shevach al hanes. Number one, he says, maybe the bracha after the Megillah has nothing to do with the Megillah. It's just shevach v'hodah. You know, what kavana are we supposed to have? Baruch Hashem, we have the schus of learning this Gemara 4 days before Purim. What kavana are we supposed to have by Arabis Riveinu? So it says the Ritva first day, it's Shevach Vahodah. It's not Baruch HaMitzvah. Shevach Vahodah. Number two, he says, no, maybe it is Baruch HaMitzvah. But, so why does it start with a Baruch? The Nire, the Koshies Hefsik Vishinun Acher, Bein Bracha LeBracha, if there's any type of Hefsik in between, even if you're doing a mitzvah, but if it's not the same idea as the Bracha, then it's not a Smucha L'Chavarta. For example, he says, Psukah the Zimra. We start off with Baruch Sha'amar, and we end off with Yishtabach. But we say Baruch Ata, we don't say a separate Baruch Ata Hashem. Why? Psukah the Zimra, Shakol Inyan Shevach V'Zimra. The whole thing is Shevach. Psukah the Zimra is Shevach, and the Baruch is Shevach. Hallel. Why don't we say a Baruch at the end of Hallel? We have 10 minutes of Hallel in between. Because it's all Shevach. Shevach is not a hefsek to brachas because brachas are shevach. Kriya Shema, it's all kriya, kabal zomal chashamayim, and that's what a bracha is. He says, min bamino is not chotzeitz when it comes to these items. He says, but when the kriya is something separate than the bracha, for example, when you get an aliyah, you say a bracha before the aliyah and after the aliyah. Why? Why did they say the one afterwards? Why do you say bracha to Hashem? The answer is because kriya is different than a bracha. It's a mitzvah's kriya. Mitzvah's kriya is not a bracha. So therefore, that's why you say a new bracha. That's why by Megillah, and that's why he says here by Kriyas HaTorah as well.
What in the text of the bracha would make the Ritva say it's a Berachas HaMitzvah?
It sounds like Shevach Vahodah. Why is what he thinks is a Berachas HaMitzvah? Maybe because it's done in the context of a mitzvah. Right? Certain brachas that seem like Shevach, Lachnizu Bevisa Shalavim Avinu. Is that a Berachas HaMitzvah? We've discussed in the past. Maybe it's a unique type of Berachas HaMitzvah. But again, it's pashtus. It could be Shevach Vahodah. It could be Berachas HaMitzvah. Okay, weiter. Two dots. B'sheni v'chamishi b'shabbos mincha korin shlosha v'chulu. Three aliyas on Monday, Thursday, Shabbos mincha. Hani shlosha k'neged mi. What are the three k'neged? Why do you have three? Amar Avazi k'neged Torah Nevi'im K'suvim. Rav Amar k'neged Konim Levi'im Yisraelim. Ela other Tanya Rav Simi Ein Pochsin Meyud P'sakim Be'ez HaKnesses V'yedaber Olam and Aminyin. Hani Asar k'neged mi. Not only do we have a lach of three aliyas, we have at least 10 psukim. 10 psukim, and Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimer is considered one of the psukim. So why do we have 10? Again, the only exception to that rule is this Sunday, when we're going to have 9 psukim on Purim morning. Amr of Shur ben Levi, Keneged Asar Batz Lonim Shur ben Sakneses, Keneged the 10 people that sit and learn in shul. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Keneged Asar Sadibros, Shinemer the Moshe Misinai, Keneged the Asar Sadibros. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Keneged Asar Ma'amara, Shur ben Nivra Olam, Keneged the 10 ma'amaros, phrases of Vayomer in Bereshis, with which Hashem created the world. Hey ninu, Vayomer de Bereshis. What does ma'amaros mean? 10 times it says Vayomer in Bereshis. Hani tishahavi. What do you mean? If you count them up, there's only 9. So Bereshis nami ma'amaru. No, the word Bereshis also is an allusion to a ma'amar. Dechsiv, as it says, b'dvar Hashem. Shemayim nasu uvuruch piv kol tzva'am. Bereshis was made with the Dvar Hashem. So therefore there's 10. Amar Rava, when you have 10 psukim, who gets the fourth pasuk? 3-3-4, 4-3-3, or 3-4-3? Who gets the fourth pasuk? Who gets four psukim? So Rishon Shekara Dalet Meshubach. Sheni Shekara Dalet Meshubach. Shlishi Shekara Dalet Meshubach. So whoever reads it is praiseworthy. Whoever gets pasuk four psukim is Meshubach. Rishon Shekara Dalet Meshubach. How do you know that if the first one reads four, it's praiseworthy? It's not, as the Mishnah says in Shkalim. B'sholosh kubos v'sholosh sholos tzi'im, shevein tarmen es halishka, v'yikaz v'alein aveiz gimol. They had 3 barrels into which they put all the Shkalim, depending, the first barrel they filled up, the second, the third, and they wrote aveiz gimol on it. Why they write aveiz gimol? Leida ezvei nishra men rishon, to know which one they took Shkalim from first, l'hakar men rishon, shemitzvah barishon. Because if you have 3, the first one has chashivos. So to hear, by the Aliyah, the first one has chashivos. If the middle one reads 4, that's praiseworthy. Tanya, because you see the middle is also important. El mul pnei ha-menorah ya'iru, towards the pnei ha-menorah, all the lights will light up. What does that mean? We're describing the menorah. Malami shemitzadei pneim klapiner ma'aravi, all the candles. And Rashi says, assume, there's a machlokes, but assume the menorah is set up in a north-south direction. If that's true, then all the candles, the ones in the south go up, and the one goes in the north go south. They all face the middle candle. And v'ner ma'aravi, which is the middle candle, klapei shechina. That goes west towards the shechina. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, mikan shem so'im meshubach. So you see from there that the middle one is meshubach. V'ner ma'aravi. V'yachron shekara arba meshubach. If somebody reads, the last one reads 4 is meshubach. Mishum ma'alin ba'kodesh v'lo ma'ridin. You go up in Kedusha. Which we'll talk more about that concept tomorrow to start the application of ma'alin ba'kodesh to this case. Rapapa iglo be'knishta abdeh be'gubar v'kara rishon arba. And he, the first one, read 4. V'shapcha Rapapa. Rapapa gave him shevach because he read 4. Period. Just one more 30-second thought, and then we'll stop. And that is the first case that we brought here. The first one's Meshubach because of the Shkalim. Because of the Trumas HaShkalim. So the story is told in Margolius HaShas. This quotes a story here from Rav Meir Shapiro. Rav Meir Shapiro Milublin quotes that there was a story with him and Rav Meir Arik, where Rav Meir Arik was once at the Beis Medrash, and he said, I'm not sure exactly who took the Shkalim out of the barrels. Was it a Kohen? Was it a Yisrael? Is there any importance to it? So a Talmud says, it's a Mefurish Rashi. So Rav Meir Arik looks at him inquisitingly. And all of a sudden, Rav Meir Shapiro says, Tamer Rav Meir Arik. And he says, he starts looking at his fingers. Mona Bas Ba'osav. And he starts whispering. Gemar Brachas, no, it's not there. Gemar Shabbos is not there. Erevin is not there. All the times where Shkalim comes up. Ashi Gilam Sechas Megillah V'Nizkar. He says, oh, you're right, it's a Mefurish Rashi. Why? Look at our Rashi. Tarmin Kohanim. That's Alishka. So why is the word Kohanim here? So Meir Arik got it when it got to Meseches Megillah. Okay, we'll stop here and to be continued. Today's year was sponsored by the Scheinman family in honor of Donnie's Bar Mitzvah.